Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
Next. Thank you.
Next.
Next.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Teenage Therapy. I'm Kyle.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Mark.
And we're back once more. So we're actually filming this on a Tuesday, which is unusual for us because we usually film on a Friday and then I edit on a Saturday. But I might be busy Friday, so we're like, you know what, let's just film it today. This episode might be a little shorter than the other ones because we're still pretty divided on if you guys want long episodes or short episodes. We did a poll on our Instagram stories and half of you, like, the vote was split evenly, 50-50 on long episodes and short episodes.
I think it should, like, be 50 minutes max. I don't think it should go, like, past because I feel like it's too long and most people don't finish the entire episode.
I agree with Kayla.
Yeah, me too.
I'm thinking around 40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 minutes is the ideal time, mm-hmm. but, like, 50 max.
Yes. Mm. I mean, I feel like if it's, like, a really good conversation, like, the friendship one.
It's just because, like, even because not a lot of people have, like, an hour of free time to listen. Like, maybe they'll do it on the car ride, but when do they have, you know, an hour?
Well, you don't have to listen to it all at once.
Yeah, obviously, but so like
when I listen to podcasts, I like split it. Like,
yeah,
when
obviously, I want to walk. I don't know. Like, an hour is like too long. I personally wouldn't go through like an episode of an like you know an hour long episode.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
I think it just depends how much you enjoy it.
What do you mean?
Like,
cause like I get bored of like exactly. like TV shows sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like. How am I going to be entertained by, like, people talking?
No yeah, offense. That's so true.
I usually stay at a podcast when it's, like, juicy.
Mm, yeah. I guess it's just personal preference then. That's why it was
at
so,
ourselves,
like,
literally.
So split. That's why it was so split. Because, like, some like it long, some like it short. So maybe, I think we should just do, like, both. So tell us what you think.
Or maybe, like, something we can also do is, like, we change it up every week. I don't know. Like, every upload. This upload will be, you know, on the shorter side. But this upload will be on the longer side.
It depends just depends on the topic. On topic.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Jinx. So, let us know what you think and what you prefer. Because, you know, we're trying to get that sorted out. So, this weekend, Thomas and I went to Target. And we had, like, he had a whole photo shoot outside
okay,
it.
Okay, let's not exaggerate. So it was because we were waiting for our Uber. And then I was just like, wait, girl, I need something to post, so just take pictures of me.
He does it quick.
For 2 minutes, and then
2 minutes, all you need. Like, he's quick on that. He posted it.
Yeah.
So, you know, go like his recent.
Check my Instagram. Yeah. That Isaac didn't like. I'm just kidding.
You didn't like it, Isaac?
No, he really didn't.
Okay, don't
put me
on the spot.
You also didn't like, so.
It's okay. Oh, I did like.
Not on your, like, the main account you use.
Oh, leading off of that, the whole, as Thomas said, he's like a little upset I didn't like. So like do you think that you value likes as a form of how good your friendship is?
No, it's not that. I obviously I'm joking. Like I'm not that like, I'm not actually upset that you didn't like. It's more like a joke.
You get pretty serious into that joke sometimes.
No, I'm joking, trust me. I don't like if someone doesn't like my vote, I don't care.
You know what's annoying when like there's those drama accounts on Instagram and the whole, like, they like, is his and his friendship over? He hasn't liked his recent post for a month now.
Yes. Okay. I've noticed that on so many Emma Chamberlain, like, fan accounts, like, that, like, oh my God, Hannah hasn't liked her photo in, like, like, you know, in a while. Are they not friends anymore? Like, are you serious?
People just jump to conclusions way too fast.
Well, Thomas, remember that one time I unfollowed Thomas? And I refused to follow him back. And Thomas was so mad. He was like,
no,
you
was
hate
just,
me?
No, it was just like so frustrating because why would you unfollow
exactly,
me
yeah.
for no reason?
I get okay. mad.
Literally, like,
unfollowing's
no,
a whole different thing. There's no
yeah,
point.
Out of the blue, you just unfollowed me. And I was like, wait, why did you do that? And then you would not, you would always avoid that question.
Oh, I told you. I was like, I don't think it matters. I just wanted to see how you would like react to
no,
it.
No, it was just
so
stupid.
He was your guinea pig.
I guess so.
Oh, no,
I just
know.
Wanted to see, yeah, but like you. So how much do you guys value a follow?
I don't know. Like I don't
well,
care.
If it's like a close friend,
yeah,
it's a sign of
then
friendship.
Yeah, then like that means that like a problem was happening in order for you to like unfollow someone.
Yeah.
You don't just unfollow someone to unfollow someone.
So that's what social media has become. A follow literally breaks or makes your friendship.
Okay, no, it's not unfollow.
That's reaching.
Yeah, you're reaching, Gaio. It just means that like, oh yeah, like
you guys acknowledge each other on social media.
Because and if you unfollow someone, it's not like, oh, we're not friends anymore. It's more like, okay, like what happened? I thought, you know, like did I do something, you know?
So if your friend unfollows like you, what do you think something is wrong?
Yes, of course.
Dang.
Like when you
You wouldn't?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I guess I would.
Why else would they unfollow you?
Yeah. What happens when you unfollow somebody? Why? Why do you unfollow?
You're
somebody?
Mad at them.
Exactly.
I mean, I like unfollowed most
everyone. Unfollow Gaio right now since he doesn't care.
I'm kidding. I unfollowed everyone on like Instagram or on my personal. I unfollowed most people
because you don't talk to them.
Well, even the ones I talk to, but like I don't really like care enough follow them. Well, that sounds kind of harsh.
Did you choose to unfollow them?
Because like I didn't care about their posts. Like I don't even like them.
So you only wanted to see posts that you actually wanted to.
Yeah, I really didn't want to see their posts. So I just
did the same thing.
Oh, did
I should
you?
Probably do the same thing. But I feel bad.
I should do the same thing.
I unfollow like a lot of like workout stuff because I'm not really like.
Oh, yeah, I see you follow a lot of workout stuff. Yeah. Pops up in my Explore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Oh, because Thomas knows like a whole lot of workout stuff that I don't even like anymore. So, yeah, I just started unfollowing
them. Oh, but like not like people?
Oh, and then I started unfollowing the meme stuff because I'm not really into that either.
Mm-hmm. But not the people?
No, there's some people. Like, I tried to, but then maybe I shouldn't.
Why?
I don't want to let go.
Oh, it feels, yeah, it was like, it's kind of like when I did it, I was like, I don't know, maybe I still want to see their posts and see what they're up
to. Exactly what I thought of.
But then I was like, why do I care so much about their lives? Like, it doesn't matter to me.
For me, I only follow like YouTubers or like, you know, influencers that I enjoy watching and stuff or like, you know, their
content is good.
Yes, their content or, you know, close friends or like just friends. But, however, there's a lot of people that I don't talk to at school that I follow. And I want to unfollow them, but I don't want beef, you know? Like, I don't want them to start assuming that, like, oh, yeah, Thomas has changed because of the podcast or anything like that.
He's too good to follow them. I mean,
I just feel bad, like.
Yeah, unfollowing is such a negative thing.
Yeah, like
it
even though
have to.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, but like
made
that's
it a very
it
negative connotation. Yeah.
That's just how everyone views it now. Yeah.
Blocking someone.
Oh, okay. That's a whole different story.
Deactivating your account.
Oh, down the shade.
That is big stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know what annoys me on social media?
What?
When people post an indirect message that's clear enough to say that you're upset, but not clear enough to say who you're upset at.
That's subtweeting.
Yeah.
That's basically subtweeting.
Isn't that every spam account?
Yes. Like, oh my God, this one person in math was being so annoying. And like, I honestly hate him. I need to get their act together.
That's every spam account.
So dumb.
I unfollowed like pretty much all the spam accounts.
Yeah.
I'm not down for that.
I only follow spam accounts on my spam account.
Damn.
That's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
I mean, I thought everyone did that.
No.
No. I don't know. It's just weird. Dude, remember, like, I swear, in 8th and 7th grade, when they used to make a whole group chat to figure out who's going to twin with who on twin day?
Oh,
like, twin
I
day was a big
that.
Deal in middle school.
It's because we had uniforms.
Oh,
so,
oh,
like,
oh,
if we had that opportunity to, like, our uniform, we're going to take it.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so yeah, it's so weird how like follows and unfollows have such a negative stigma to it. And like if you don't follow someone, then you're not like you're seen as like there's something wrong, right? So,
or it's when you unfollow.
Yeah, unfollow. I think it's when it's just so limiting as to what you want to see, and like the people that like I don't like when people brag about their followers.
Well, I feel like that was such a middle school thing.
It was
such a middle school thing.
Yeah,
people were so competitive.
It's because they were, you know, introduced to social media in middle
school.
I was
like that,
and it was like competition.
Yeah,
For a lot of people still compete like that. Just like literally 1 week ago, I don't really talk to him. But he's like, oh, hi, Isaac. I saw you have a lot of followers. What the heck? That's the only thing he told me. And then that's it.
Really?
Damn. Wait, yeah. Do I know the person? Do
I know? He's on my cam.
Never mind. I thought it was somebody in the class.
Literally, that's all he told me. It was so stupid.
Wait, did you guys know each other?
Not really. Oh, we just talked like once.
Just because of the clout.
Oh, Isaac. Damn. I saw you back. Damn. Yeah, Isaac's account grew. He was at 150.
And now it's like at 1,000?
500, something like that.
1,000. Wow. We all.
1,000. That's crazy. Anyways. Yeah, I don't know. It's just funny because some people get so competitive over that. They're like, damn, he has 1,000 followers. Like, he's so cool.
Yeah, have you got that during school?
Who?
Like, you. Anybody?
Because you have a big account.
Yeah.
No, because most people don't know about it. Oh. But when I tell them, they're surprised.
People do bring it up sometimes. Like, wow, Thomas, like, your account is going so fast. I'm just like, oh, yeah, thank you. Because, like, I mean, I don't
see
it.
My pictures are just good.
I don't see it as a bad thing. Or, like, they're, like, chasing for clout. It's just like.
Oh, yeah, it's a compliment.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, yeah, thank you.
But it's funny how. Next. They weren't talking to you.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's funny how they weren't talking to you before, but then they.
Yeah.
They
oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys noticed that?
Oh.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Really?
That's why. Yeah. People what only happened? Started. Like, some people DM'd me the second, like, they saw. Okay. When I got reposted on American Apparel, that's when, like, people started DMing me. That I didn't know or really talk to.
What did they say?
They were like, you know, congratulating me, like saying, oh, wow, good job. And even, and like, obviously I appreciate that. But yeah, how come, like, you're barely, you know.
Like, why now?
Yeah, why now? Not earlier.
I mean, maybe it's because it's an achievement.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But
they're trying to hit you
I'm
up
just
trying to be friends all of a sudden.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what. That's that would like be. Sus.
If it's just like, oh, congrats, that's cool. Then I guess it's.
But yeah.
If
it's, yeah, like, it's something different. Hey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there were just some people that, like, I don't know, like, they just don't talk to me, and it's weird.
Yeah.
Mm. Mark, did you get that?
For me? So, the podcast, right? I thought this person that hated me just started hitting me up and, like, bro, how you been?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
why do they
like,
hate you?
I'm liking the podcast and, like, everything, but then, bro, I thought he hated me.
Does he go to our school?
No. He goes to a different school. Mm. Yeah.
Why did you think he hated you? Like, you guys had some...
Yeah, we had some beef, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Nobody.
That's cool. Dude. Yeah. Has that happened to you guys?
No. No, it hasn't happened to me. It
hasn't happened to me either. Oh, my God. Do you guys worry what people think on social media?
Yes.
Like, do
yes.
the comments get to you?
What do you mean get to me? They're like, mostly positive.
But if they're if they're negative, you think you'd be hurt? And, like, seriously...
Well, not seriously hurt. I'd just be like, oh, why did they say that?
Oh.
And then I move on. Thank you, next.
Oh, my God. What about you, Thomas?
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, I'm already pretty sensitive and, like, insecure about my appearance. And so if someone, like, says something negative towards that, obviously I'm going to feel pretty bad about myself. But Mike... comments are all positive, which is, you know, very nice, very, very nice. And, like, I feel like, in a way, like, it boosted my confidence in anything and made me feel better about myself.
Ooh, that's tough.
So, do you feel like you would have done things differently without the positive comments and all that?
I mean, I feel like I would have been, like, the same, but I'm just saying that, like...
You get your confidence from people?
No, what? No, oh, no, sorry. I'm...
But does it improve? It improved a lot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm just...
So do you feel like you've done more things because of it?
No, I wouldn't say I do more things because of it. I just think that, like, it helped me, like, kind of realize that I'm not, like, maybe how I see myself. Oh. It just makes me feel better about myself, that's okay. All. It's not like I'm, like, relying on those comments for
for sure.
Happiness and, like... confidence, it's just like, oh, it helps.
Something I also wanted to talk about is if a celebrity or an influencer messes up, right? They like get into a controversy, they say something they shouldn't have, or they do something they shouldn't have, and that was like years ago, and then they apologize, they don't do it again. Do you think it's right for people to still be bringing that up when talking about them, be like, yeah, well, like 4 years ago they said this, so they still really don't deserve it.
It depends on the situation.
Really? I see a lot of these situations with racist tweets.
Yes. Yeah. Especially. Lot.
But what about like people that tweeted something when they were 14 and now they're like 21?
Okay, well, that's like a huge age gap. Change. Yeah, and like people your mind was like completely different.
Your mind was not powerful yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like people make such a big but I feel like people make such a big deal out of like stuff they did in the past, especially when it's just tweets.
They just want to see them fall down.
Yeah,
they just want to see their downfall.
And it's sometimes like there's no recovering. Like even if you truly change, even if you're genuinely sorry, like social media, they just won't let you change. They won't accept the fact that you changed.
That's like canceled Twitter.
Yeah, I hate canceled Twitter. Oh my god, it's so annoying. Like you do the slightest thing wrong, oh my god, you're canceled forever.
That's so dumb.
Like they only see you as your mistakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Like so many people are like actually trying to better themselves, yet people only see them as like. Yeah, exactly. Like you said, your mistake, like everything you did wrong, and they refuse to.
Oh, this is like Pete Davidson. He said something because you know how like he's been getting like a lot of hate.
Yeah,
like Ariana. Yeah, he posted something on Instagram about like it or something. So
about Ariana
or just the whole situation, like how he's been getting like so much hate and.
Oh yeah. Stuff, I've heard. So.
I think it's well deserved.
What
to Pete?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, because of the comments he would make.
And like the things he did, didn't he send like pictures of like Ariana to tempt
Mac Miller?
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
But that's I don't know if it's true. But if he did do that, that's
like that's messed up.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, there's a even though like there's stuff in the past that you know you should forgive on social media, like there are some stuff on social media that you really can't forgive.
Just forgive, but not forget.
Yeah, like Logan Paul and Jake Paul, like their actions have. Got like serious consequences on them, and they're just so bad. And he has, and since they have such a big audience, like it's important that they're like good role models to them.
A young one too.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like if you literally show a dead, person's body.
Oh no, that's bad.
And post it on the internet, like you can't really be forgiven for that, even if you have changed. It's just a really messed up thing to do.
And that's what I mean. Like, but what can you do at that point? Like, when you do something that bad and you, like, truly realize you messed up. But, like, what can you do to, like, because people won't let you change.
Honestly, just show more content of you improving on yourself.
But then people will be like, oh, now he's just doing all
exactly. It's just the loop. People then just do that.
I think, well, I mean, because really, though, there's... I don't think there's a possible way to escape it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you just need to stay true to yourself. Sorry, I changed now. And then if people don't believe you, they can't, like, they won't believe
you. If
you
see that you're changing, then that's what matters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like, be happy with yourself.
I think the ones that actually care will accept it. And the ones that, like, hated you from the beginning, they won't care.
Because they don't know.
So it's just not, it's just about not trying to please everyone. Do you guys think that influencers affect you, as in like you obsess over them and you're like, she has it, so I want it?
Is that you, Thomas?
Yeah. Like, oh, high key, because it's not like I'm like a stan and I obsess over them and I have a fan page. It's more like I do really enjoy watching them, and sometimes when like it's not like, because I do disagree with like a lot of their like fashion choices. Like, I don't like, I watch Marlo Catherine and I love her style. Like, her style is so cute and like, I don't know, just everything about it. But I don't like her bucket hat fit. Like, I don't like it. Like, I really don't like bucket hats and stuff. But I don't know. I feel like influencers do kind of have an impact on like sometimes my opinions. On how I feel towards, like, stuff. But, like, it's, like, not, like, you know, moral stuff. It's, like, oh, fashion, you know?
Materialistic
like,
stuff?
Yeah, yes, materialistic stuff. Uh-huh. And like sometimes when, like, a YouTuber, like, has this kind of thing, like, it kind of tempts me to like, also get it. But, like, it happens to me with Emma Chamberlain. Like, definitely Emma Chamberlain.
Getting iced coffee.
Like, everyone.
No chapstick.
No, okay. I honestly use Burt's Bees chapstick like all the time, but it wasn't because of her. And iced coffee? I only like the sweet iced coffee.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. I don't know how you guys can drink the bitter black iced coffee.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's so bad.
It smells like cigarettes. Me, like Isaac, actual cigarettes.
Me, Isaac, and Gyle is a fan of black coffee.
Yeah, it's good. It's
really so bad.
But, like, another thing is, like, sometimes people just appeal to a YouTuber because they have the same taste. And so, like, when they become big and stuff, they're like, oh, everyone's trying to become Emma Chamberlain now. When, like, she kind of was a little basic. Like, yeah. If you really think about it, she's quirky and all. But she blew up because of how, like, relatable she was. Mm-hmm. And now everyone's like, oh, everyone's trying to be here when, like, people appeal to her because they were already here.
No, like, if you watch someone, it's because, or, like, enjoy watching their content, it's because, like, you relate to them. Like in some way,
yes.
So if they like do something or like have something that you like, it's like sometimes it's like, oh, like I wish I had that too, since you guys have like the similar styles and tastes,
you know. I one thing I don't like is that influencers, especially the new ones, like Emma Chamberlain is the one that kind of started a lot of this, and it's that self-deprecating humor. I think that's terrible. Like, I know people use the excuse that, well, it's how I deal with it and it helped me feel better about myself, but it's like been proven by science that when you keep repeating something, eventually you start to believe it.
I think it's just like, I feel like self-deprecating jokes are like, maybe it's like okay if you use it every once in a while for fun, like every once in a while, like and you don't mean it and like seriously at all. But when you're constantly using, you know, them all the time, then I think you might have a problem.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, it doesn't only just affect you, but the people around you.
Yeah, it affects the people around you. Like, it's so annoying when you're with someone and all they're saying, oh my God, I'm so ugly, haha. I'm, like, depressed, I hate myself, I'm terrible. God.
Yeah, because then sometimes, like, some of that, like, goes to the other person. Yeah. And they start thinking the same thoughts and stuff.
Yeah, like, it doesn't just affect you, right? And I think right now, the most popular kind of YouTubers are the ones that make those self-deprecating jokes. Oh, my crippling anxiety is ruining this. I'm so depressed. I'm heartbroken. But yeah, I think it'd be a better example if instead of being so negative all the time, they were more positive instead of just trying to be super quirky and edgy.
Yeah, I feel like some people, they just try too much to actually make a facade. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also I wanted to say that, like, for me personally, I don't really get influenced by influencers, you know? Like, when people freak out when they meet, like, their favorite celebrity, I don't know. I just can't do that. Like, what? Like, if I were to meet them, I wouldn't start, like, crying.
Oh.
You know? Like, I wouldn't start, like, crying and jumping.
But, like, if they're really happy to see them and, like,
that's their way of expressing themselves.
I think I'm just emotionless. That's all it is.
I don't think you'd cry, but I know that you'd be really happy. And some people have different ways of expressing them.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Like, if I met, you know, my favorite artist and band, like, I'd be really happy.
Yeah.
I might even cry if I'm really, really into them. So,
Do you guys think popularity matters?
No. Okay.
But to some people, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Well,
and, like, it's not a bad thing, but just don't let it, you know, change the way you behave.
Do you think it affects the way people act?
It affects the people and the way they act, for sure.
Mm.
Definitely.
Popularity doesn't matter, but if it does matter to you, just don't let it change the way you act.
Like, one thing, like, if you're popular for doing something cool, like chugging a whole water bottle, like, in 5 seconds, like, I think that's, like, that's cool. But if you're constantly searching for popularity, then I don't think that's, like,
if you necessary. Do stuff because of popularity, then it might be a problem. Yeah. Instead of just doing stuff because you do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I think the one thing I don't like is when people get popular, especially, like, girls at school that have a lot of followers and they think they're really popular, and they start to, like, act mean towards everyone, you know? Like, why like are you talking to me? They're like above. Yeah, others. They're like above people.
Oh, no, that's nasty.
It's so people gross. Like that? Yeah, there's a few people that.
At school?
Mm-hmm.
I can't really.
Really?
Think
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to think of
so. They usually have like 1,400 followers. Wait. Up. So, do you guys think that social media is making people insecure?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Okay, yes.
Isaac, you take this.
And personally, time. Isaac, do you think social media makes you insecure or feel bad about yourself? Do you compare yourself to others?
No. I tell myself I don't, but deep down, everyone compares themselves mm-hmm. to others. They see what they have, and they're like, wow, I ain't got it.
Does it make you, does it make you like insecure?
No. I just know they have better stuff than me, but I don't really care.
Mm. So does it have any effect on you?
Yeah, because then I want to, like, if it's, like, nice clothes, I'd want to get it, too.
Mm. Does social media make you insecure, Kayla?
Well, maybe not, like, insecure, but I do compare. But, like, it's, like, the song, it's, like, you're never going to be happy until, like, you love what you have, so.
Yeah.
So you might as well just, like, I think, like, it's a bad thing to compare yourself to others, because then you're not going to be content with, like, who you are and stuff.
Does it, like, for any of you, does it ever make you almost depressed knowing, like, other people have such good lives?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily depressed.
Yeah, not depressed, but, like, I do feel like...
I think about it.
I get jealous, I guess.
Mm.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they have that, I don't.
Especially when people post about the trips they go on.
Oh, my
especially
God.
Especially when you're at home.
I know, when you're at home, like, I'm in Hawaii right now.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
And they're, like, our age, too.
I know, they're our age. They're
and like, they don't really have to focus on school because they already have, like, another, like, route to go on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their family has so much money. I'm just over here broke.
I know.
And, like, not only their family, but, like, they're, like, already self, like, employed.
Yeah. Basically. Especially young actors.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Stranger Things kids.
Oh my god,
that's
oh my
crazy.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Like they're so rich. Amazing. She's like 13 or something.
She met Drake.
Oh right.
She met a lot Drake. Of like
a lot of actors.
Yeah. Do you even do school at that point?
Yeah, they still do. Yeah, they still do.
They do like online school.
Yeah, they always post about it. Like, gotta go school, then go to work.
Because like, they want to make sure that people are like. That because their audience is still like young kids, they're like stay in school.
yeah,
but just having that feeling like you don't have to necessarily
stress that much,
stress about college and stuff because you have such a large amount of money.
Money stresses me out.
You have your future planned out.
I know. Yeah. Like money solves so many problems, it and those does. Who say that like money doesn't matter, that's
Man.
Because they or have like, money. Yeah. That's why they're saying
money doesn't
that.
Buy happiness.
I know, it does.
It wouldn't solve
even if it is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Yeah, it does solve a ton of
that's
things.
That's the hard truth. It does.
It's not a hard truth. It's just the truth.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's hard at all.
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite a soft truth.
Those that say that they have.
Yeah, those
money.
That say that, they don't. They just say
usually
that
the rich people.
They don't do.
Yeah,
don't,
exactly.
Well, then, but we still have to think of it from their point of view because if they have so much money, why would they still commit suicide?
Well, there's a difference between lonely. Like long-term happiness and just like
and I think,
temporary.
I think maybe that's.
I mean, the thing is that you can't rely on money for happiness, but like money does.
It does.
Like you know, get you where like get you the things you want that does give you happiness, like you know your car and a lot of materialistic stuff. Yeah. But like then you also don't need, you know, you don't have all that stress, you know, that comes with trying to make money. And finding a job, going to college.
I think having money and one special person in your life is all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like having money or getting that money is an award of what you've done.
Mm.
You don't even like you need someone else to be happy, though.
You put in, huh?
You can, like, be content with yourself.
Well, you think if you were alone your entire life.
I mean, some people are okay with that.
Yeah. I guess it just depends on the person.
Yeah. I'm not.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not either.
No, being alone's depressing.
I know. Yes. It is.
But there
sad.
Are some people.
Yeah, some people want to be alone. But, like, money, like, stresses me out.
Really?
Because, like, what if it runs out?
I think about that all
me
the time.
Too.
Like, what now? Like,
it's a scary thought. It's a stressing thought. Like, what if it runs out?
What do you mean it runs out? Like, you
like
run
there's
out
no
of money?
More.
Yeah, like we run out of, like, I'm not making any money.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. That's why, like, I get stressed buying things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I mean, the only direction you can go is just up.
I guess so. So the last thing that I want to bring up before we end it is, do you think it takes a certain level of narcissism to be an influencer? On a YouTuber and all that, and a celebrity?
I feel like an influencer can be modest. Like, there's modest influencers.
Yeah. And, like, you can feel good about yourself and, like the way you look. You, like, but, like, narcissistic, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that just, like, means you're very, like, you show off and you brag about it. But you can be confident and, like, be an influencer. And you can, like, might not have, like, the best confidence, but you can still be an influencer.
Yeah. It annoys me when people that got famous and, like, they're just YouTubers especially. They think they're, like, above everyone and, like, they never reply to their fans, only to their big close friends that are also famous. Like, I think that's so annoying.
I know. The only reason they're big is because of those people.
I know. And they don't, like, ever acknowledge them or anything. I don't know why they do that.
Not even, like, one comment.
It's, I know, so, like, bad. Do you know how much one comment could, like, mean to them? So, I don't know why they do that. I think that's dumb.
Yeah, literally, like, Marla's like on my photo made me so happy for some reason.
Yay.
Like, that was just so cool.
Yeah. Anyways, so, that's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Because it was a little different. Our setup was different. You guys can't tell. But, like, usually we have, like, a big table. And we're, like, basically can't see each other because it's in the dark. And everything's blocking our faces.
But we wanted to change it because I feel like eye contact
is really important.
Yeah, in, like, communication.
Yeah.
So, I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all feel it.
Yeah. So we could all see each other now. But that doesn't matter to you guys. But maybe you could tell a difference.
Yeah.
I think more of us were involved in the conversation and definitely. Not just the same except three Isaac. People.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, Isaac didn't have much to say about social media.
I don't care about social media.
There you go.
It's stupid.
Yeah. There we go. That's our quote of the day. Anyways, tell us what you thought about this episode. Give us a DM. Send us questions. And give us a rating if you listen to Apple Podcasts because that helps a lot. Maybe leave a nice review. That'd be cool. Anyways, we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.